Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time, 12 noon. 81 degrees outside, partly sunny skies as well, but we could see some rain over the weekend. More forecast details follows the news. One person was injured following a one-vehicle accident in Kiwanis Park early this morning. Sheboygan Police Sergeant Terrence Myers said they received word of a vehicle that crashed into a power pole at North 17th Street and River Park around 2:45. When authorities arrived, they found the vehicle next to some trees along the Sheboygan River, unoccupied. The Sheboygan County Dive Team was activated to help search for the diver, who was found along the riverbank. The 25-year-old Sheboygan man was taken to St. Nicholas Hospital for treatment of significant injuries and was later flown to Fata Clark Hospital. Authorities did search the area for a possible second person involved in the accident, but no evidence of this was found. A 24-year-old Sheboygan man made his initial appearance yesterday in a Manitowoc County Circuit courtroom in connection with a 2012 fatal head-on crash in the town of Schleswig. Damon Ryan has more.
Dustin Fox is charged with two counts of homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle in the deaths of 22-year-old Andrew Hafler of Keel and 32-year-old Nicholas Pieri of Sheboygan. According to the Manitowoc County Sheriff's Office, Fox was driving a car north in the southbound lanes of Highway 5732 when he struck an oncoming vehicle driven by Hafler. After Thursday's court appearance, Dustin Fox remains free on a $5,000 recognizance bond. A competency hearing is set in his case for September 3rd at 1:30. I'm Damon Ryan, reporting from Manitowoc for WHBL News.
More rockets being traded by both the Israeli military and Palestinian militias as the recent Gaza conflict drags on. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither reports.
The number of dead is rising here. Many of the casualties are women and children as Israeli aircraft continue to carry out strikes inside Gaza. Earlier, I saw a home flattened. The military said a Hamas commander lived there. The residents dispute that. The UN Human Rights spokeswoman says that unless homes are being used for military purposes, they shouldn't be hit.
If there is even an iota of a doubt, these are not legitimate military targets.
Rockets continue to be fired from here into Israel, with the military wing of Hamas saying they'll target the country's main airport. In Gaza, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
Three kayakers who went missing off the western shore of Door County late yesterday are recovering from mild hypothermia. A 43-year-old woman and two 9-year-old boys were rescued about 6 this morning. That was almost 12 hours after their kayak rental shop called 911 because the boats were not returned. The Coast Guard said the woman was in one kayak and the boys were in another when they left Nicolet Bay at Peninsula State Park. They were planning to return about an hour and a quarter later, but they did not. A search plane from Canada found the three on top of their kayak, still wearing life jackets, on the Michigan waters of the Bay of Green Bay in waves of 1 to 2 feet. All three people were taken to a Marinette hospital. The 22-year-old Eden man Fond du Lac County Sheriff's officials wanted in connection with the battery of a sheriff's deputy turned himself in yesterday a few short hours after the public was asked for help in locating him. Sheriff's Captain Rick Oleg said Colton O'Brien struggled with the deputy last Saturday when the deputy responded to a noise complaint.
There was a scuffle that ensued. During the scuffle, the male subject struck the officer in the face and about the body a number of times with a fist. Then he reached up and attempted to remove the deputy's handgun from the holster.
He and a 19-year-old Campbell Sport man now face charges for the incident. A dozen area fire departments responded to the scene of a large barn fire in southern Manitowoc County Wednesday. Cleveland Fire Chief Ron Zastro said they received the call to Maple Leaf Dairy about 2:30 that afternoon. He said straw and equipment in and outside the barn were involved, and when mutual aid arrived, they took a defensive approach to keep the fire from spreading to other buildings. The 40 by 200-foot structure is described as a total loss. No injuries resulted. No word as of Friday morning regarding of the cause of the fire and a dollar estimate of the damage. Wisconsin's Attorney General has asked a federal appeals court to continue the state's ban on gay marriage. J.B. Van Hollen filed an appeal of last month's ruling from federal Judge Barbara Crabb, who said the ban was unconstitutional. The state had until July 21st to file its appeal with the Seventh Circuit Appellate Court in Chicago, but Van Hollen acted sooner than he planned yesterday after the same court agreed to speed up its consideration of a similar case in Indiana. Over 550 same-sex couples got married in Wisconsin after Crabb threw out the gay marriage ban and before she put the ruling on hold while it's being appealed. The main plaintiff in the case, the ACLU, has asked Crabb to drop her stay and allow same-sex marriages to continue for now. She has not ruled on that request. Renovations at Sheboygan's Marcus Theater are complete. The final part of the weeks-long upgrade was to equip one of their auditoriums with a Dolby Atmos sound system. And that is the sound system in action. That auditorium has around 36 speakers all around, allowing for sounds to travel more in the auditorium as if it was in real life. The entire theater has seen plenty of upgrades with new screens, new recliner-like seats, and new concessions like pizza and alcohol. General Manager Tim Burns says people who have come since the changes leave excited.
They're not expecting that recliner that they would get at home or the new Atmos sound system. It's really impressing a lot of our guests.
The changes did require the theater to lose around half their seats, but Burns says attendance is up. As for your forecast, partly sunny and a highs in the upper 80s for today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers returning, a low near 64. And for the weekend, chances of showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Currently 79 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh on 1330 WHBL at 12:06.